All-day, all-week emergency surgery should be cut in a large number of hospitals here to make it better, where it's available, for patients and more attractive for doctors. That's one of the conclusions of a report published today by the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland. At the moment, emergency surgery is available around the clock at 25 hospitals around the country, but is heavily reliant on locum doctors and junior staff working excessive hours. The report proposes a networked approach for emergency surgical care. Professor Deborah McNamara is Vice President of the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland. She's with us now. Professor McNamara, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
Before we talk about what's in the report, what is emergency surgery? And tell us a little bit more about how it's provided here now.
So emergency surgery is what happens when a patient has something like an acute abdominal pain, for example, where they present to a hospital. Usually they present to their local hospital through the emergency department, and they're cared for by a tier of doctors, eventually getting specialist care. A proportion of patients will end up needing an operation.
And most hospitals in the country provide that all day, all week.
Yes, every hospital with an emergency department provides an emergency surgical service on a 24/7 basis. And obviously that's a huge number of staff around the country working 24/7.
And tell us, what are you recommending in this report?
So we're recommending that there's a networked approach to emergency surgical care, so that patients have an improved number of resources available to them at their first point of contact with the service. That can be done through surgical assessment units that have senior decision makers and better diagnostic tools available to them. And that's going to enable us to treat most patients close to home, but it's also going to help us to identify those patients who have high-risk conditions faster. And with a networked approach, when a patient has those high-risk conditions and needs access to specialist services, we can avoid delays by having better coordination of care.
When you say networked, Professor McNamara, how many hospitals would lose 24/7 emergency surgical care?
So it's important that this is a regionalised service, and the government plans for regional health areas are really important in this context, because the vast majority of patients can be cared for safely close to home. There are a small number of emergency operations being done out of hours, and it's probably wise that they would be consolidated. There's really clear evidence that operating during the middle of the night is not best practice and should be avoided unless the patient needs it. Often operations during the middle of the night are happening because the service is poorly organised and not because the patient needs an operation at that particular time. There's very clear evidence internationally that surgery is safest when it's performed during the daytime by fully trained staff in a hospital.
How many hospitals then would lose that 24/7 service, and where would they be?
So the 24/7 service needs to be available in every region, and it needs to be close to home. So that needs to be sustained in a large number of hospitals.
How many? I mean, there's 25 providing it at the moment. Under your plan, how many would provide it if it was to be networked?
Well, Gavin, we're a professional body, and I suppose our job isn't to design the health service or to indicate where services should be provided. Obviously, that's the responsibility of the HSE and the Department of Health. What we're saying is that the professional opinion on this is that it's safe for us to deliver care at a smaller number of sites for very highly complex care in the middle of the night. And so each region is going to be different, and that's going to vary depending on the geography of the area. It's going to vary on road networks and transportation. And it's also going to be important to have capacity in centres so that the patients can be cared for.
Professor Deborah McNamara, Vice President of the RCSI, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.